Hey, Aaron. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are Calgary's something or other podcast. I think probably there's something definitive for you. I have got a really...
What does that mean?
It can mean anything you want it to be.
That's stupid.
Use your imagination.
No, I don't like it. Say something normal.
We've got a really good show planned. I'm so excited about something, Rochelle. And
you're going to pee your pants?
No, I may actually do that. We have what could be called the best use of and actually demonstration of technology that we're going to do live on the show. I don't want to ruin it, but it's pretty exciting. And I can't talk about it anymore. Plus the usual Eurovision stuff. We got lots of songs to talk about in addition to that secret thing we're going to show. That and more, Calgary's podcast.
I don't even know about this secret. That's not...
That's why it's so secret and good.
I don't like that.
Oh, you'll be impressed.
What if I don't like it?
You'll love it. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Tip, tap, tip. I don't know what you're talking about, Rochelle. My mouth is not even frozen at all. In fact, my mouth feels refreshed and ready to do the show. What a wonderful smoothie.
You better explain what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the smoothie.
The fruit smoothie, yes. I can't eat a fruit smoothie and talk because my mouth gets frozen. And then I start sounding like I can't move my tongue. Does not sound good.
So you sound a little bit drunk and a little bit...
unclear. Can't tell, you know, it's not good.
You slur your words and you talk like a drug addict.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Just can't do it. Okay.
So no smoothies for Rochelle.
So if Eric starts to sound funny, that's why.
Well, I always sound funny, but now I have an excuse sitting right in front of me.
Okay.
It's the smoothie!
Okay, I want to talk about my favorite thing
week. Let's do it.
My favorite thing,
mm-hmm.
It just happened today.
What is your favorite thing?
Is Eric went to London Drugs.
Like I
and
do.
This is something I can rely on. I can count on for Eric if I
yes.
say, hey, you know, I'm just like thinking about this new device and I'm not really sure and blah, blah, blah. And then Eric will be like, well, let me look into it. And then, oh, let me go buy it for you. And so as I was having a nap, he surprised me and he went and bought me a ghetto blaster.
A ghetto blaster. Like, welcome to 1996. That's how we roll at Tip Tap Tip headquarters.
I'm excited because it plays CD players and tapes.
I know. And get this. You can buy
tapes for like 25 cents now.
It plays tapes and this is a new device manufactured probably 2016. I did my research.
And I can also plug in an iPod or whatever to it, too.
Yeah, I know.
All those things. And it's so little.
I know. And
it's
actually
awesome.
I think I did get your blessing when I discussed this item. I think I showed it to you on the website or the phone and said, here's the perfect item for you and your little studio.
Yeah, so it's going to be in my art studio. So now I can listen to books on CD from the library. Ew! I'm so excited.
So, what were we listening to in the car on the way to Edmonton this weekend?
Oh,
something
yeah.
of the Sword of Shannara or something like that.
Yeah,
something of Shannara.
Yeah, you really liked it.
Ragman. No.
Isn't that how it goes?
Rag picker.
Oh, sorry.
Picking up rags.
And then when the rag picker ended up being a.
Is it like a demon or something?
A demon, and we were like, what? No way. We just thought it was some simple rag picker.
Chapter 2. And we're like, fuck this. This is crazy. Now we have like, what, 10 hours of this story to get through?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is like 12 CDs.
So there you go.
So isn't it fun?
What,
I know that you can download books and stuff too, but then you have to pay for them.
Yeah, we just get it from the library. Now you'll be now you can tell me all about your favorite books on CD. Wow, we really sound like we're so behind the times, but
using all of our options that are available to us. That's
and all. The best part about this Ghetto Blaster, $70.
Yeah, that's really good.
I know. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah,
and the fact that something in 2016 still plays cassettes. Thank you, Sony, and it has mega bass. Also good. I feel like it's funny.
You're like advertising for Sony.
No.
Because as you're talking, you're also wearing Sony headphones.
I know, but I bought these like 8 years ago, and they're flaking and gross. But I have such fond memories as a child of certain pieces of technology, especially in junior high. And I remember certain things which were like the best, like the Sony Sports Walkman. I don't know.
Yes, the yellow one.
The yellow one that locked and was...
That was a good one.
And the kids who had them were...
So cool.
Were the really coolest people.
Yeah,
like, I remember certain types of cassettes that sounded better than other types of cassettes. The Sony Metal SR. I don't know why I remember that, but it's such a fond memory. Blank cassettes.
Oh, blank cassettes. Yeah, to tape. Yeah, that's true.
Chromium dioxide. You know you saw that on the cassette that you bought on the... at the store. I know I'm totally dating myself, and for our new younger audience, I'm sorry, but maybe probably not. So if let this be a lesson to you. This is go ahead.
No, I wish I would have kept my tapes.
I know.
I think when we moved in together, I was like, oh, I guess it's time to get rid of my Doc Martens and my tapes.
But now we can
That I'm moving in with my first boyfriend.
I know. Now we can go to the secondhand store and pick up like tapes by the pound.
I know. I'm gonna get Purple Rain because my parents.
That was actually my first.
My parents never let me have that one because
it had explicit lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my first cassette.
I know.
I'm sure I've talked about this a million times on the show, but
I think my first cassette was. Who's the Christian female singer, Amy?
Oh, Amy Grant.
Amy Grant.
Baby.
That's what I got from my parents.
What was your first band t-shirt?
Oh, I never, you know what? I think I didn't get anything like a band t-shirt because it wasn't really my style.
Okay.
Oh, but you know what? Oh, no, wait. My first one was... a t-shirt that I found at Le Chateau, and it was the Beatles. But it wasn't just like your typical band t-shirt. It was tiny and tight and V-necked and really short, and it just had all the Beatles faces.
Oh, so
like
it's not that
sort
that,
of imagery that they had on the records.
So it's not the Help t-shirt that I borrowed from you.
Oh, yeah, that may be it too. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. I was really into the Beatles.
It was a really good shirt. Especially
when I
kept on wearing it like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because I think that one was from like high school or junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My very first band t-shirt, I remember this, was in elementary school, was a Twisted Sister black t-shirt with 3/4 length white sleeves. Because I thought, you know, as a kid in elementary school, when these guys in their crazy hair and makeup are singing, we're not going to take it as a rebellious. Like
you actually picked that yourself.
I asked my mom to buy it for me. Because I thought that Twisted Sister were the shit as a grade 3 or 4, maybe? I don't know. So, and I was super stoked about it, and I felt totally rad.
Yeah. See, my parents never bought t-shirts with logos on it or pictures on it and stuff. It was, I didn't really do that. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't able to do that stuff until high school, until I was buying that for myself.
So your favorite thing is the Ghetto Blaster. My favorite thing was this earlier today when I had my nail done. Painted by a 5-year-old girl who painted a panda pattern on it, which unfortunately has rubbed off because it was, I think, just all like acrylic paint.
It's just temporary
paint.
Yeah.
But That was one of the most fun experiences this week.
Yes, and I also got a panda on my nail, one of my nails.
Yeah, but
and she also did a pink flamingo, and both of those are still on.
Yeah, and you did, cupcakes on the...
And I did cupcakes, yeah, but one of them already came off.
You know, I think...
On my nails. Yeah, it's fun. She was so good at it,
She was very focused, and I...
And she's only 5 and a half.
Yeah, and I... So I was... She asked me, and I said, you know what? Why not? Let's let's do it.
It's awesome.
So I made sure I took a picture of it because I wanted to save that moment.
I also have another favorite thing.
Oh, sure.
That it's just really funny.
Okay.
So our son is 4, and he told me a joke today that that's good.
The best joke ever.
So it goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
And then you pull down your pants and show them your butt.
you know that's the best thing about especially little boys this age is butts are the funniest thing ever.
I know, but you know? Not so funny when he's in preschool he does it in front of his teachers.
Yeah, that was
not so funny. That's just really awkward. It was kind of funny afterwards because it was so awkward.
And it only works if you're of that age. I could not as a 40 plus year old man. You know, if I did that at the office, I would probably be hauled off to HR. And written up, and
you could probably do it at like, you know, a really drunk party or something.
I suppose, and
because then you're at that same mentality of a 4 year old.
And if there's any listeners of ours out there who want to actually try out this joke as an adult, please let us know how well it goes. info@tiptattip.com. Let us know your experience, or reach or the contact form on our website. Also works. So yeah, please let us know. Maybe it works as an adult, and we've just been not aware of this the entire time.
I think the shock factor alone would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not expecting that from an adult.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know what this. You know, you're like.
Oh yeah, I tease you and I tease you and I tease you, like, and I tease.
Show me what you're talking about.
Okay, you're familiar with the movie 50 Shades Darker, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen the first movie, right? You did see that in the first movie.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey, which you were telling me, and I was very disappointed that there's actually no real... Well, there's nudity, right? But there's not any actual sex in this movie.
Okay, well, I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
I think there is, but it's really like... It's just, I was telling you... That it's really tame compared to other stuff. That it's really not like people are talking about it like it's so racy and so risque and all this kind of stuff, and it's really not like at all.
Well, compared to some of the books that you have on our bookshelf.
No, just yeah, compared to other stuff that is actually
racy. Yeah, this and is erotic. Actually,
this is basically a PG or what I call like the soft core version of
which, you know what, those hey, things. If that's your thing, great.
But well, no, the reason why they did it is so that more people can see it in the theater. Mm-hmm. If it was what it's actually supposed to be, they wouldn't be able to show it in a regular theater.
So as part of the promotion for the new movie 50 Shades Darker, they're trying to get the word out every way in more creative ways that they can. One of the things that they've done is you're familiar with Facebook Messenger, the thing on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's chatbots that you can use for a variety of purposes. I actually have a chatbot for my printer. I can say, printer, print this, and it will do that. But as part of the promotion of 50 Shades Darker, there's now a Christian Grey chatbot of which you can communicate with. Ask it things, it will communicate with you.
And I don't know what it is, a chat bot.
Let me demonstrate. Let's talk to Christian Grey, shall we?
Okay.
And see what he has to say. Let's get started. Hi. Do you want to do the back and forth where one of us will be the Christian Grey?
So he doesn't actually talk. It's just like texting?
Yeah, it's through this message. I can't. So, hi, this is Christian Grey. Do I know you? And how shall I respond? Yes.
So you just have to text, like type it all the time?
Yes. I don't know. Here, how about we just...
What, I don't under... That IDK?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know.
So now here's where
we get... Well, that's stupid, but that's a stupid answer. Say, can you spank me?
Sure, and let's see what he says.
Because isn't that what he's supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. And right away he says, how does he respond?
Talking your Christian Grey voice.
I think we've stumped Christian Grey. Can you say, after, can you spank me?
He says nothing?
What? This is the worst chatbot ever. Let's try this. Oh, wait. Oh, he's thinking. He's, can I trust you? Oh, yes. You can. I'm typing this in right now.
Okay.
I'm going to take a screenshot so I can put it on our Facebook group. Oh, yes.
It'd be good if you could just like talk to it and it would type it.
I know, but oh yes. I'm gonna take some screenshots here so I can put this. Have you ever done this before? Only at my parents' place.
No, say yeah. No, I'm a virgin.
No, I'm a virgin. All right. Oh, he's responding right away, Christian Grey. Are you sure? Probably.
You don't know how to talk to Christian Grey very
well,
good.
Well, I haven't read the books, so.
Probably.
You seem a little. I don't know. Okay, he hasn't.
Right, sexy.
Sexy? Question mark? And see how Mr. Christian, he's thinking.
So how does this work? Is it like a computer or is it actually a person?
It's not an actual person. It's all.
Oh. So it's automated.
It's automated. This is all.
Yeah, you can tell.
You seem vulnerable. I like that.
Say, when are you going to spank me?
Seriously, though. Seriously.
You are answering it like a guy.
Okay, well, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
Not supposed to be okay, funny.
How about you? You tell me what I'll type.
I just said that.
So, when are you going to spank me?
Yeah.
So, when are you going to spank me? This is how girls talk, right?
Well, I'm a girl and you're a guy, so mm-hmm. I would assume that I would probably know more about that.
Okay. When are you going to spank me? Question mark. Oh, and he's responding right away. Have you ever been to a playroom?
Oh, are you serious?
That's what he's asking. That is his words.
That's so stupid. Like, he's already asked me those things. He already asked me if this is my first time.
Like Chucky.
See? You're making it into a joke again. You're not, if you're talking sexy, it's not supposed to be funny.
Oh, wait. I want to show you something. But you must keep this between us. Do you understand? Okay, well, I'll let you respond.
Say, between my legs?
Between my legs? Okay. Oh, he's responding right away. Eric, I'm serious. Do you understand? Oh, yeah, because it's me who's talking to him. Do you understand? No, between my legs. Okay.
Do you understand what he said that after?
No, because he thinks that we're not taking this serious.
Oh, do you, okay, we'll just say, yes, master.
Good answer.
He says, okay. And then there's a picture of the bedroom.
Oh,
he says, I call this the red room.
Oh, man. Have you ever used handcuffs during sex?
See,
hold on.
This is stupid. I'm sorry. They need to make a better bot.
I know,
dude.
That's one of the criticisms in this article.
It seems like it's just promoting the movie,
yes,
basically.
Master. Okay, and what does Christian Grey respond? Okay. So what did you think of my red room? Very red. I don't know.
Very red.
Okay, let's switch to the topic. Tell me about yourself. Describe how you're feeling in one word. Okay, I'll let you.
Wet.
Okay. Okay.
And then he's probably going to be like, interesting.
Let me show you my red room again. Yeah. Let me show you my chartreuse
room.
It'd
be way more fun if it was actually like a person,
I know,
typing this instead of just automated.
I think we've confused the robot on the other end. It hasn't responded.
Pausing.
So it's computing. It's received the message, but has not. Wet. Let me just like let's follow this up because Christian Grey is
like a sprinkler,
like a sprinkler, like a sprinkler, or
I get it,
sprinkler or slip and slide. See. Okay.
Come on, Christian Grey. Don't disappoint me.
Christian Grey.
And then he'll be like, so do you like the fluffy handcuffs or the metal handcuffs?
Oh, he's not. I'm just going to go hello because he's not responding. Oh, wait. Too soon. Really? ... You know, I really like this pic of you. And it's like, oh.
What?
Oh.
We didn't send a picture of him.
Oh, this is my profile pic. Heart.
Creepy.
Your eyes in that pic look like you're desiring someone. No, just sunstroke.
That's no. Now you're just okay. Okay, I haven't typed in yet.
Okay, let's be serious here. What would you respond?
Say yes. I'm desiring you.
Yes. Your sweet, sweet ass.
You, yeah.
Your sweet ass.
And that's funny is you're actually wearing sunglasses in that picture, so you can't even really
see.
Oh, wait,
your
he's
responded right away. I think it's security.
What?
Oh, okay. I'm desiring security. And sex. Okay, let's see how the robot responds to this. Oh, ... Did you get a little excited when I asked you about handcuffs?
That's so dumb.
I know.
Ask him about his whips.
What? And this is from the movie?
I don't know. I can't remember what they do. The movie is actually doesn't have very much dialogue. It's a lot of like, what's the lady's name? The actor's name? Actress's name?
Oh, what about your whips? Look into my eyes. Can you guess what I'm desiring? Churros.
Eric.
You.
Okay, I'm kind of done with this. It's just...
Later.
It's not actually, you can tell, like, it's not actually responding to anything that we're saying, so it's kind of boring.
Look, I don't know, I know we don't know each other, but your profile pic turns me on. Cool. Okay. Have you ever, if he starts repeating himself, I'm actually kind of nervous to ask you. Go on. I just want to... Go on. Have you ever been tied up?
See, but he already
with
asked
his stupid chat bot.
He already asked that. Have you ever been handcuffed? Like, well, he's just
okay. Should we end this?
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It's
look,
boring.
I have to go. To go watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
Eric, it doesn't even matter what you're going to say. He's going to say bye. Nothing. He'll be like, do you like my handcuffs? Do you like my red room?
I mean like this? Oh. Oh man, this is what we're missing. Would you let me tie you up?
Is that? It's a bit, I know, but that's the same thing. He already asked you that.
Okay, I'm just going to end this.
Yeah, you said that a while ago, Eric. I think you're in love with Christian Grey. Okay.
Okay.
Put him away.
Okay, Christian Grey. Sorry.
I know you want him to tie you up and torture you, but...
I know, it's just so... I could be on this thing for hours and hours.
You probably could.
Okay, so...
But I'm pretty sure it wouldn't go anywhere because it's not really going anywhere.
Okay, so no Christian Grey for you.
No.
All right,
that's I told you already, like, the movie was boring. I tried reading the book because I found it in one of those free book bins, probably because someone else bought it and was, like, really disappointed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you told me that...
Oh yeah!
It was originally intended as like Twilight fan fiction
that's,
or something.
That's how it started in its earlier incarnation, and then because the author, I don't know,
was obsessed with Twilight,
basically.
And she wanted to write about them having sex more or something.
Essentially,
like that.
Yeah. So,
When you told me that, I was like, "Oh, that totally makes sense," because Twilight doesn't really like it's not really racy. It's written for teenagers,
it's young adult.
And I'd say that 50 Shades of Grey is also written for teenagers. It's definitely not written for adults.
Okay.
So
it's written for teenagers?
Don't waste your time. But
50 Shades of Grey is a teenager book? No.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it totally is. It's like, I told you, it's like PG-13. Like, you know, it's really not racy at all. You have this idea of like it being like this super racy novel, and it's totally not.
I need to watch a movie now. To get to
you'll
my-
be so bored. You'll like fall asleep because it's all like long, slow poses of that chick.
So
like,
it's basically like
standing
that?
There and like staring at each other.
So it's like that chat like, I just had, but for like 2 hours?
Yeah. And It's basically, okay, 50 Shades of Grey is basically Christian Grey stalking that lady the whole movie. That's it. It's more of a stalker movie, actually. Yeah.
So he's basically a creep. Right?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's like he shows up at her work and they don't even know each other. How does he even know where she works? And then he just, like, they don't even go there. Like, I would be like, why are you here? How did you find me?
And what's your deal? And why are you,
yeah.
And why are you on my Facebook Messenger?
No, but it wasn't even that. There was no technology. There's no Facebook. There's no,
oh, man.
He's just all of a sudden there. I'd be like, oh, you're fucking creepy, man. Like,
yeah.
And the girl says, like, maybe 3 sentences in total in the whole movie.
Mm.
It's a lot of, like, staring at each other.
A lot of intent staring?
So boring. Right. But I'm going to go see the second one because I have free tickets.
There you go.
Well, and also it's fun to watch something that, well...
Go see it. I mean,
it's kind of fun to watch something where you're like, I know this is going to be so awful.
Yeah, that's basically how I watch every movie.
Yeah, I know.
But it'll be fun because you and your girlfriends will go see it.
Yeah.
Man marks his ex-student's apology letter and sends it back to her. An American student who graded his ex-girlfriend's breakup letter says he has no regrets over it. Nick Lutz decided to get a red marker out and critique the 4-page note before sending it back to his former lover. Total.
So, like, he's her teacher?
No, he's her ex-boyfriend, but he decided to be a dick. And note all the spelling errors, et cetera, and grade it.
So he just can't take a breakup.
No, he's fine with it. He decided just to send it back and be a dick after marking.
Yeah, which means that he's not fine with it because he's being a dick, which means he can't take a breakup.
Or maybe he just wants to have a bit of fun.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't, He said, we started dating in February of last year and dated for about 8 months. 4 months in, she started hiding her phone, and I heard she had code names for guys in her contacts list. So she's the one who's moving around. Nick, who studies at the University of Central Florida, said he received the apology shortly after calling time on the relationship. He starts off by saying the introduction is too long and there's lots of repetition. The 20-year-old says his ex needs to show reasoning when saying, what's that look?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. When saying she ended up failing to keep their relationship working. He also says she needs to back up her claims with proof, like saying she never cheated on him. It also came to an end after she told me she was going to a theme park with her best friend, who's a girl, but later found out she went out with a dude. I'll just cut to the chase. Go to the last page of the letter, of which he's graded here. Here's his final marks on her letter. Long intro, short conclusion, strong hypothesis, but nothing to back it up. Details are important. If you want to be believed, back it up with proof. You claim that cheating never occurred, but please, something on yourself. Then what for? Need to stop contradicting your own story and pick a side. While this gesture is appreciated, I would prefer details over statements. Revision for half credit will be accepted. 61 out of 100, D minus. And then he sent it back to her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why did she send him a letter to break up with him anyway? Why didn't
No, it was an apology letter.
What?
It was an apology letter. Like, so...
He broke up with her, and then she was trying to apologize back to
him via a letter.
Oh well, you said it was a breakup letter.
I apologize.
You get a D minus.
I get a D minus for
explaining stories properly.
Okay, now that those details are out, how does this?
Well, now it's a little bit different.
How is it different? Okay, so what is your take on it now?
Because I thought he was just, you know, trying to be a dick to her.
No, no.
Not accepting the breakup, basically. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
So let me see if there's any more details here. The second page calls for his ex-girlfriend to provide more details after this line. I took all the promises we had and broke them. There's a spelling mistake with L-O-O-S-E changed to L-O-S-E.
For what?
For lose.
Oh, lose. Okay.
He writes in the margin, if there's no reason to lie, why isn't the truth being told? Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we get the idea. I don't want to.
Yeah.
There's like 4 pages of the story, and I don't want to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of Eurovision to talk about. So let's talk about that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're not going to listen to 6 songs, but I do have 6 songs ready. So what we're going to do is we're going to do what we always do when we talk about Eurovision. We are having our Eurovision party on the day of the final, May 13th, 2017, a Saturday afternoon. It's being held where it has been the last few years at the Danish-Canadian Club in Calgary. Come by. More details will be coming soon once we flesh it out, but that's basically where it's going to be.
Flesh it out?
Flesh it out.
Like flushing the toilet?
Flesh it out. Flesh out all the debris. 43 countries participating so far. Today we have the option of playing either Switzerland, France, Germany, UK, Italy, or Spain.
Wow.
Lots of songs.
Let's just do it in the order that you said.
All right. Let's start with Switzerland. All right. So this is a artist, Time Bell, and this is her song, Apollo. Let's just get right into it.
Like a bullet in my chest, you're written bound and matched forever in my mind. We are fading in our hands, lost somewhere in wasteland, I knowing up from down. But when the walls are caving and the world keeps turning, we got to love, we got to love. No, I will never let you go. Although is never reason. I'll follow you, Apollo. No, I will never let you go. Give it time, my fear will grow. Do the same for me when autumn comes around. But when the walls are caving and the world keeps turning, we got to love, we got to love. No, I will never let you go. All the walls will make me fall. It is never easy. Supposed to be easy. No, I will never let you go. Give it to me, we will grow. Ain't no funny easy. I'll follow you up, hello. I'll follow you up, hello. Give it to me, we will grow. It is never easy.
All right, so that was Switzerland's entry, Time Bell with Apollo. What did you think, Rochelle?
I don't know. I thought it was, I didn't like it at first, but now I'm like, I think she can sing really good.
Yeah.
And she's really sexy.
Yes.
And the song's got a good beat to it. And it kind of reminds me of that Teardrop song from, I think it was like Denmark who won.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Has that kind of vibe? When I first heard it, I'm like, oh man, this, I'm not really into it. But then, as the song went through, I'm like, okay, this could be one of those songs where I don't really like, but then everybody else in Europe just loves it, and you know,
yeah. But we're talking about what we like.
Yeah, I know, but I think it could make it to the, I think it probably will make it to the finals, and it might be do surprisingly well. And
yeah, it just depends how many other songs are going to be submitted that are similar to this. Cause then I think like if it's, cause it's not that strong of a song,
yeah,
but it's not like bad.
It's not awful.
Yeah.
It's not awful. Like some of the songs,
but it could be like, it is pretty catchy.
Well, let's see. So, let's see how some of these other.
It's hard to say. It's just hard to say. But it doesn't have like, usually for the winner, I'm like, yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, there's like, certain, like the first time you hear it, you go, that's the winner. That's yeah. winner. First
like
time.
Like Jamala last year, I was like, wow, that was really good.
Or first time we heard Lorraine.
Yeah.
In 2012, we're like, okay, that's it, and that was easy. That was an easy winner. That when Mans Zelmerlo won a couple years later with.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We liked
it. We didn't call that one.
We liked it, but we didn't say it was the winner.
Yeah.
All right, let's play.
That's because we were voting for Holland that year, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were. And
Germany.
Well, Germany. Yeah, let's do that. Lavina. Lavina Luin with Perfect Life. Let's listen to Germany's entry. Let's see what they have to offer. Okay, a bit different, but
I come alive inside the light of the unexpected. Maybe I thrive
There's a Lavina Luin singing for Germany with Perfect Life. You want to talk? I can just see.
What? All I'm going to say is she kind of reminds me of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she has that kind of look about her. And it's funny.
But even the song, too, isn't it? Kind of like Taylor Swift-y?
It's funny.
Isn't it a little Swift-y?
No, the very first minute of the song, it reminded me of that song Titanium by sung by Sia. David Guetta featuring Sia, I think.
Oh, I don't know that one. Well, I probably would have.
You would recognize it. And then it just, by the chorus came and...
She has a really interesting voice.
It's okay. Thank you. It's interesting, but it's nothing really...
interesting. Is that a compliment or not?
That's not a compliment coming from me. I really didn't like this song. I found it forgettable. And I felt like it had the potential to really kind of up at the level. And then it just, when the chorus came, it just felt like it went
down.
Yeah,
I feel like it needed to be more happy.
It needed a stronger chorus, and it just was boring. And
yeah, like more upbeat.
Yeah, and no. Thumbs down.
But maybe
thumbs down.
Maybe
Lavina.
It's supposed to be like what do you call the
what?
What do you call those people? Like the teenagers who are like
what? What do you
goth? Like the new goth kids that are teenagers nowadays. What are those kids called?
Emo.
Yeah, maybe it's supposed to be like an emo Perfect Life song. Like maybe it's like. Yeah, this is a perfect life. Instead of being like, yeah, it's the perfect life. Right?
Yeah, this life is just so perfect.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, sarcastically.
No, not sarcastically. Emo is not sarcastically. It's just like not happy. Not like overly happy. It's not cool to be overly happy if you're emo.
I'm not quite getting what you're saying here. So.
Okay, like if I was going to sing a song and I was going to call it The Perfect Life, it would be a lot happier sounding than how she's singing it.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying that it's like the emo version of a Perfect Life song.
Well, okay.
I would be like, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. Life go, you know, like that. That's a happy, perky song.
But okay, let's. I see what you're saying, and
this song is not very.
But take the Lou Reed song, "Perfect Day." Today's just a perfect day.
Yeah, but that's like for drug addicts.
Okay, but that's
from Trainspotting.
Yeah, you know the one, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because they're high, so they're like, you know, slower.
Okay. So they're slower. All right.
Well, it's a slower song.
All right. So.
Okay. So maybe if this girl smoked some weed first before singing the song, maybe it would be happier.
I don't. Would weed?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe take some ecstasy.
There we go. Now.
This song needs some ecstasy.
Tip top tip does not officially promote drug use. This is just.
This is a joke.
This is a joke. Don't sue us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Unless the drug is legal in your state, in which case, party on, dude. Or province.
Oh my goodness, I watched Wayne's World. It's on Netflix.
It's great. I love
it's
that movie.
It's so great, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's move on. I want to hear the UK, because the UK has, in years past, done...
It's very unpredictable what the UK is going to do.
I think within the last year, they decided, okay, let's take this contest a little bit seriously.
No, they just got famous people. That's not taking it more seriously.
No, like the last few years, but last year in particular, they took it a little bit more seriously by having a little television contest and having the audience decide who they're going to send to Eurovision.
Oh, they never did that before?
Not before last year.
They just randomly picked. What?
Because they just would, so they weird. Would just pick it and just send garbage.
Oh, okay.
So now we have Lucy Jones with Never Give Up on You.
So she's been voted for by the...
By the audience.
Okay. Just the audience, or like everybody can phone in, or what?
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
Probably.
Thanks for doing your research.
I did my minimal research when it came to this particular song. All right. Lucy Jones, Never Give Up on You, UK.
Tell me a secret.
of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me your hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. I will never give up on you. You're the one that I'm running to. Just give me your hand. Through this storm, under the surface, I see you glow. I'm right beside you, you're never alone. Don't let go when you're so close. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on.
That was the UK's entry, Lucy Jones with Never Give Up On You. And I have to say this, when a song gives you literal shivers,
yes,
like it did about 30 seconds.
It gave you shivers too?
It just, I went, whoa, what was that?
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's a sign of a
it's going to touch a lot of people.
That's a sign that of a way. Powerful song. And it's probably the best song from UK I've heard
and
since we've been doing this whole Eurovision thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And also, I love it that it's just her. Standing on the stage. There's no special effects. There's no crazy lighting. Nothing. It's just her. I hope they keep it like that.
And even musically, the music is kind of stepped back where it really kind of showcases her voice. And that's the real forefront.
Like, yeah, I think so.
And I think
powerful.
It's very powerful. Best UK song I've heard in a long, 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 long time. So I really hope they do well. And I think they deserve to do well because that's a great song.
I think it's going to do
great song,
good.
Great singer.
Especially because like last year, the Jamala song was so powerful too. And I think it really, I think that's the reason why it won because it touched a lot of people with just the singing.
I get, you know, I immediately like this song more than Jamala. I know you really liked it.
I'm sorry, but I still like,
no,
I can't pick between the two of them because I think they're
both
really
good. But this song was... And
I like it because it made me think of like, you know, just like if you were anywhere with this girl and she was like, I'm a singer. And then she just started singing that song. It would sound the same. It wasn't highly produced. You know what I mean?
No.
It doesn't have that. It's just raw and real. And I think I'm really missing that in a lot of music nowadays.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we're going to top
nowadays,
that.
Because I'm so old and music was so good when I was young.
I don't know how we're going to top that, but let's do one more song and we'll get out of here. Your choice, is you thinking of me, France, Italy, or Spain?
You know, France always does like French ballady type things, so I'm going to not pick that one.
Okay, we'll skip on that. So we
Italy, because I'm going to pick Italy because they usually have hot guys dancing.
All right.
And they wear white shirts.
Well, there's a guy, Francesco Gabbani, and this is called Occidentali's Karma.
You know what I miss?
What?
Guys wearing white shirts, button-up shirts, and then they tear it open when they jump off the stage.
Well, I haven't watched this video, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But
I hope so. Crossing my fingers.
All right, let's see what happens. All right.
Essere o dover essere il dubbio amletico. Contemporaneo come l'uomo del neolitico. Nella tua gabbia 2x3 mettiti comodo. Intellettuali nei caffè, internetologi, soci onorari al gruppo dei selfisti anonimi. Intelligenze demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Accettasi, storie dal gran finale, spera sì, comunque vada Panzarei, singing in the rain, lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutta un'ora d'aria di gloria. Dolce di Chanel su corpi assettici, mettiti in salvo dall'odore dei tuoi simili, tutti tuttologi col web, coca dei popoli, oppio dei poveri. Cercasi umanità virtuale, sex appeal, comunque vada Panzarei, singing in the rain. C'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria. La folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma. Quando la vita si distrae, cadono gli uomini.
Fuck yeah, Italy.
Occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma. La scimmia si rialza. Namaste. L'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma, occidentali scarma, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarma.
Fuck yeah, Italy, man. They've got this shit going on. I didn't know what to think at first, but wow.
I don't even know.
I don't know what's going
what
on, but
saying,
I just know I.
But I had a lot of
fun in that three.
Because there's a dancing gorilla with a red bow tie. And I think the song is called like Occidental Karma.
Occidentali's Karma.
So my guess is Accidental Karma, maybe?
Sure. But that was...
You know, it's like the ape going into the man, like that was an accident or something. I don't know.
I don't know if you were expecting this, but I'm like, at one point I was expecting the ape costume to get ripped off, and it was me like a woman in a bikini dancing.
I thought that's because that's what you wish would have happened.
I'm like, because that would be a totally Eurovision thing to do. But it wasn't.
That's what you want to see.
And that's what I want to see. But that was a lot of fun. I wasn't sure how we were going to follow up UK's entry, but that was the perfect. That's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Really fun song.
And I'm so looking forward to seeing that in the finals because they will be performing that at the finals.
Nice.
Yes. So that is it for Eurovision for today, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Good times. Now let's... Well... That's another episode of Tip Tap Tip Show. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap this up in a nice little box? Oh, yeah, thank you for the... if you're on the internet, you can read the article about Tip Tap Tip in the SAIT magazine. That's the Southern Alberta Institute of Technology, the press. They have an online magazine. You can check it out. Pictures, articles, a whole bit.
All about us.
It's so flattering.
And I can't remember what the lady's name is. Who's the author?
Rhoda.
Yep. Thank you very much for writing a really, really, really nice article and taking some good pictures of us.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Go to our website, go to our Facebook, go to our... Well, don't go to our house.
Go.
I'm going to go back to talking to Mr. Christian Gray because I feel like we have some unfinished business.
And you're going to talk to him all night, aren't you?
Until
I know what you want to do.
I want to get tied up.
You want to try and throw him for a loop, right? You want to try and...
I want to break the robot.
Yeah.
I want to
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's just going to take longer for him to respond. And then he'll be like, have you tried the pink fuzzy handcuffs?
Yeah.
You know, like... But, you know, you do whatever you want, Eric.
Well, you can't stop
me. It's not really considered cheating if you're talking to a robot.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Later. Bye.
Bye.
Now what a great future this is gonna be.